The Larry Hardesty Show on 98.7 ESPN.
We are the New York Knicks. Here we go. Down by a point. DeRozan across the timeline. 10 seconds to go. Knicks lead by one. DeRozan from the left wing. Guarded on a switch by Achiuwa. Drives on him. Flips it up. No good off the front of the rim. Brunson grabs the rebound and is fouled immediately with 2.1 seconds to go.
And 2.1 seconds later, the Knicks are the number two seed in the upcoming playoffs. It's the Larry Hardesty Show here on 98.7 ESPN, 1-800-919-3776. Also via X, formerly Twitter, at Hardesty ESPN, at ESPN NY, 98_7FM, along with Julian and Chantel. We ride with you here on 98.7 ESPN until Sunday Night Baseball. And what can you say? Would you have liked for it to be a little easier as a Knicks fan the way this game ended? Yeah. I didn't need overtime today. I didn't need Dante DiVincenzo playing 53 minutes. That's not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. Did I need four of the starting five having four turnovers or more with OG Anunoby with six? No, I didn't need that. No, I didn't. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line here is, as they usually do, behind Jalen Brunson, who had a nice 40-piece at the Garden, they find a way to win, and they are now the number two seed in the East. And that means they will face the winner of Philadelphia-Miami. Now, if you know and you listen to ESPN New York tonight with Gordon Damer and myself, you know that neither Miami or Philadelphia were one of the two teams that we wanted to see early. I mean, Embiid has been phenomenal. The Sixers beat the Nets today without him. But with him, they have been just very simply on a roll. They've been great. And Miami is Miami. We know how they are. We know how they play. We know what they do. We know. So there's two ways to look at it. Okay, one way to look at it is if you are as great as you want to be, if you are going to make a run into the postseason, if you're going to go at least to the second round that you did last year, you were going to face one of these teams anyway. So you might as well get them out of the way. You might as well get them out of the way. And you have to rely on Tibbs and his coaching staff to have a great game plan against a Miami team or a Philadelphia team, whichever team that you end up facing. Embiid is going to be tough. Fortunately for you, you've got Hartenstein, you've got Mitchell Robinson, although he didn't play much today. He left early. Probably the ankle bothering him a little bit. Okay, so, you know, but you have fouls to give against him. It's going to be trying to contain him and Maxey, and there's this little guard who drove me nuts when he was getting a paycheck from the Miami Heat last year. And now he is in Philadelphia, and he just does stuff. Like, Kyle Lowry just knows how to win. Kyle Lowry just, he comes up big in certain things. Now, did not have a good game today, didn't score in 23 minutes. But when the postseason comes, he just knows what to do. Okay? So, you know, that's what you're looking for if you're a Knicks fan. But for the moment, can we just sit and relax? Can we just enjoy the fact that they have the number two seed, no Mitchell Robinson for a good part of the year, no Julius Randle since January, no OG Anunoby for a couple of months. Dante DiVincenzo, been fabulous. Jalen Brunson, unbelievable. He's missed a couple of games. I mean, the amount of injuries that this team has had over this period has been just unbelievable. It really has. And yet, they fought their way through and have the number two seed in the East. You know what? I just want to share with you guys. I'm turning it over to you. 1-800-919-3776. If you were at the Garden, call me up. Tell me what it was like there. How nervous were you at the end of regulation? How nervous were you late in the overtime when you saw that you had this, you had in your possession the chance to have the number two seed? Nobody else. You didn't need any help. It was incumbent upon you. How did you feel? Let's talk about it. 1-800-919-3776. Lee is in Manhattan. Lee, start us off on the Larry Hardesty Show.
Oh, woo, what a rush. I got my 50, Larry.
Yes, you did.
I've been talking about it all year long.
You have.
I got my 50, man.
You got your 50.
Spike mentioned it the other night, man. This game brought tears to my eyes. I don't care who we play right now. I'll take on Boston. I'm just happy that we are where we are. Okay? Long time coming for the New York fans. We've been fortunate to be in the playoffs the last couple of years. It's going to be an interesting playoff once they start. We don't know whether we get Philly. We don't know whether we get Miami. But I'm only going to say this, and this has been the Knicks' motto since the beginning of this year, meaning January 1. We find a way, and they've managed to do that. We've had some help along the way from a few other teams. Okay, we've been bouncing up and down between whether we're going to be a 3, a 4, a 5, or 6. But we're number 2. Okay, so we got a week off the rest to heal, do whatever we need to do, and get ready for next Sunday. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Book them, Dano. We got our 50.
All right, Lee. Thanks for the phone call. Spike's in St. Pete. What's up, Spike?
I can't top that call, Brother Lee. That smile I could see 1,200 miles away. Listen, I'm going to comment on your open. Winning is contagious. You've heard that before. I know you have. I know who coached you in college. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Once they got past that Rubicon, I said, you got to win this game now. I told you about Chicago. I told
you
about Billy Donovan. I did. Rosen, and I told you about, what's his name, the big guy, Valanciunas. What the hell's his name?
Valanciunas. Valanciunas.
Yeah, Valanciunas. I said, he's a pain in the ass. And that team is good. And I'll tell you, let's not concede it. I know it's more likely not going to happen. But 7 has to play 8, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not going to get them both. Well, really, just
thinking logically.
Lee, I know you're listening. And 9, and then the winner plays the winner of the 9 and 10. One of them drops out. Probably, I'm guessing. I put money on Chicago now to beat Atlanta. That's for sure. Mm. But and they're just missing a 3-point shooter. But it's so odd. You had your 6-man of the year going at each other with Kobe White and DeVincenzo, most improved player, whatever they're going to give him. Listen. They showed heart, no pun intended. 53 minutes. He knew he had a week off. He knew it. If it's there, you got to grab it. Because if you're the 2 seed, it guarantees you one thing. Until the conference finals, you got the home court. And that's a big advantage. Larry, I'm so thrilled that they did what they did today. I can't tell you. I don't want to be strategy. You start wishing for Orlando or Indiana, you know, then you run into 88 Mets again. I don't want that.
Oh, please don't do that.
All right, listen, let's, I know you're on for a short time, but all the callers and all the regulars are going to hit you up. And Buddha, you know, I love you. If I got to play you, we're going to have some fun.
All right, Spike, thanks for the phone call. 1-800-919-3776. Lloyd's at the Garden. Lloyd, you're next on 98.7.
Hey, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, Lloyd. Talk to me.
Man, look, my family and I, we just left the game. You can hear my voice. I lost it in there. We're in the car trying to get through the tunnel. The stadium was electric right now. The arena was on fire. What can I say about our team, man? Man, we fought all day. You said it earlier, injuries. I mean, Brunson, Hart, DiVincenzo. I mean, Hartenstein, New York. New York! We here in New York! And look, you called it. I don't care who we see. I don't care if it's Miami or Philly. They're going to get it. You know why? Because we got heart, man. We just grind out every game, and we play hard, man. So I'm looking forward to this playoff series. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to the playoff series too, Lloyd. Thanks for the phone call. Safe driving for you and your family. Because this is what it's about. Okay, regular season's done. All that conversation, what do we have to do? All that's done. Now this is where the season really takes that next level, right? This is where you move to that next point. This is where you find out just how well coached, how talented a team you have. It's the postseason, and anything can happen. And so you have a week off. You need to rest up. A lot of film session, a lot of things that you look back on that you saw today that, you know, as a Knicks fan, drove you kind of crazy. Yeah, drove you kind of crazy. Things that, you know, the coaching staff has got to work on. But guess what? That's their job. For right now, just sit and enjoy the fact that on this radio station, you heard the Knicks earn their 50th win for the first time in 23 years. I'll give you some thoughts on the man who made it happen next on 98.7 ESPN.
The Larry Hardesty Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Chicago Bulls are going to be tough in this play-in. They're going to be tough. They are. They played the Knicks very tough these last three games. Knicks were able to win two of the three, but it was not easy. It was not. Back to the calls we go. 1-800-919-3776. Sean's in Queens. What's up, Sean? Hey, Sean.
Hello. Oh, hey, how are you?
Good.
All right, so let me just get this out the way. I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm not going to bash the Knicks. I'm going to congratulate them. I just want to have a little real talk radio right now. So the Knicks are the number two seed. But I don't think they could beat the upper echelon teams 4 out of 7. And that's my only gripe with the New York Knicks fans. They're rooting for the number two seed in this, down the third. But the city needs a championship. Well, Sean, I don't think that's going to happen this year.
Well, nobody expects. This team does not have a championship roster. So they're not winning a championship. Knicks fans know that. But how should Knicks fans root? Should they root for them to be, like, go for the sixth seed? Should they root for them to be a play-in team? I mean, how should they root? Well, if you're saying you're mad with them for rooting to be the second seed, what should they do?
No, I'm not saying they shouldn't root, but have some realistic to it. Don't eat up on your chest as if they're going to win a chip.
Sean, what's your favorite team? What team do you root for?
I root for the Lakers.
Okay.
Solely because of LeBron James.
Got you.
I like what he's done for the game.
How would you root for your team? Would you root for your team to not be in the play-in?
I'm not saying they shouldn't rule. But, you know, Knicks fans are going to jump out the window with this as if they won a championship. Just keep it real. That's not going to happen this year.
Okay. So can they – but they can root, right? They can root to be good in the postseason?
Definitely, but
– okay, can they root? So just tell me, Sean, where can they stop rooting?
No, I'm not saying they shouldn't stop.
No, but I'm saying where can they – no, you're saying that they – what you're saying is they can't root for a championship.
They can root for, but it's not going to happen. This year.
All right.
Like, this is the mecca of basketball.
Sean, that's what fans do. Fans root.
You're right.
Okay, but why? Fan means fanatic. They don't have to be logical.
I heard one radio caller say, oh, I'm ready to take on anybody. And it's,
but what's wrong with that? But what's wrong with that? Why can't they?
So nothing is wrong with it.
Okay, so
be real about it.
He's saying is he, because of the emotion of the fact of what happened for this season, he's not afraid of anybody because of what the team has overcome. And Sean, you and I have watched sports long enough, and thanks for the phone call. And I'm not saying, I've already made the statement, this team is not a championship team. I'm telling you that right now. It's not championship roster. But Sean, you and I have rooted, you and I have seen enough sports over the years to know that you never know what happens in the postseason. If you had said to me that the Knicks in 94 were going to get to the NBA Finals when they barely were a 500 team and were the eighth seed, I would, and once again, that team didn't win the championship. But I'm saying if you would have told me that they would get to the NBA Finals, I would have laughed at you. I'm like, no way. You just don't know. But I will agree with you, this is not a championship roster. I will agree with you. But some people think that Milwaukee has a championship roster, and I don't know that they're going to get to the championship either. And they have it closer to, and they have won a championship, and I don't know that they're going to get there either. John's in New York. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up? Hello.
How you doing?
You here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, first of all, that Lakers fan was a clown. The Knicks are a championship team. Let me explain to you why. They just won five games straight on the close of their series. Brunson has scored 40 points, like, multiple games. Like, he's been the best player in the Eastern Conference all season long. Tatum has had bad games. Brunson hasn't had one, really. Another thing, isn't OG a version of Kawhi Leonard? Another thing, isn't the OG trade a version of the Rasheed Wallace trade to the Detroit Pistons? Another thing, doesn't the Knicks beat the Nuggets better than any team in the NBA? Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks for the call. I'll say these things. OG Anunoby is a fabulous defensive player. Length, ability, great footwork, similar to Kawhi Leonard, similar. Obviously not the scorer that Kawhi Leonard is. Kind of the Rasheed Wallace, I see where you're going with it, you know, with toughness and defensive acumen. Yeah, I'll get it. I get that. But once again, and with the Nuggets, listen, they're the champions. Have the Knicks played them well? Yes, they have. But when you talk about meeting the champions in four out of seven games, it's not going to be easy. I'll just say that. And the advantage that you have, you still have to find a way. They have a big front line, and that's going to challenge the Knicks. The size is going to be interesting. Obviously, the Knicks are going to go small with what they have. You figure, you know, you've got Harden and DiVincenzo and Brunson, you know, and obviously Hartenstein and OG. But, you know, when you play these bigger teams and the more physical nature of the playoffs, it gets interesting. So we have to wait and see. But, yeah, they've challenged Denver well in the regular season. Postseason, though, it's a different thing. It's just different, you know. So I'm not ready to – they've had success regular season. I don't know that it translates, okay? I don't know that it translates. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Manny in Flushing. What's up, Manny?
Oh, thank you. Hey, guy, how you doing?
I'm all right, Manny.
Good, good. Good to hear, man. Listen, I watched the game today, and I was so pumped up about that game. I never thought it would matter. After everything this team has been through, the injuries and the trades, they end up winning 50 wins, and who knows what will happen in the playoffs. So I hope that it's going to be better like it did last year. But I think this Knicks team, believe it or not, I know some people like to compare that compare this team to the 99 team or the 94 team, but I would say the Knicks reminds me of that other Knicks team back in 98. Remember that season in which Patrick Ewing missed majority of the season with that wrist? They end up as the seventh seed, and they beat Miami, and even though they lost to Indiana, but this team showed grit despite everything it went through. The reason I say is because this team could face the Heat in the playoffs and the Pacers, both of them in the playoffs.
And, yeah, there are some similarities, Manny. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, despite the losses, they're one of their best players. They find ways to win. I mean, nobody thought this team to win 50 games, including myself, because I thought this team would win at least 45 or 46 and good enough for a 60 or whatever. But they kind of pulled it through. They fought through adversity. I mean, Jalen Brunson, he should be in that conversation as MVP because that team, he took a team with depleted roster to 50 wins. That's incredible for him.
It is, Manny. It is. Thanks for the phone call. You know, we got a there was a text or a tweet rather on X from Sure Thing, and he tweeted both Gordon and myself, and he said, "I think it's time for the NBA to consider having an MVP trophy and a best player trophy. Joker's the best player in the NBA, but Jalen Brunson is the MVP this year, hands down, with the hand he's been dealt this season. Joker has a great team." What can you say about Jalen Brunson? What he's been able to do? All we hear from folks that know the game, and I respect their knowledge, he's too small, can't do this, can't lead the team, can't take a team to the championship. And maybe they're right, and we'll wait and see how the script ends. But what he's been able to do to transform this team, what he's been able to do to be that guy, the closer, that the Knicks have coveted for so long, has been just amazing. And what he's able to do, putting this team on his back, what he's done time in and again this season, has been simply amazing. He's the reason why the Knicks won 50 games this year. More of your calls and Knick Talk next on 98.7 ESPN.
The Larry Hardesty Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Talking Knicks as they clinch the second seed in the Eastern Conference. A couple of things before we get back to the calls. Let me take care of a little business. What a special moment to watch Doc Gooden get his number retired out at Citi Field today. A moment that's been too long in coming. Daryl Strawberry will also get his number retired a couple of weeks. An event that's been too long in coming. And the Mets celebrate by winning another series, beating Kansas City 2-1. So hats off to the Mets, showing some momentum, building a little momentum, and it's nice. It's nice to see them take series after the way they started the season. Yankees lose a tough one in extra innings in Cleveland. The bullpen failed them today. The offense fought back, but they lose in 10 innings by the score of 8-7. Tough one for the Yanks. Judge with a home run. A lot of runs in that game, but just couldn't swing it. Back to the phones. We go 1-800-919-3776. Jose's in Brooklyn. What's up, Jose?
Good afternoon, Larry. Shout out to the company. And, you know, before I get to the Knicks, you know, that it was a tough loss for the Yankees, but I'm not too concerned about it because usually they, you know, when they wouldn't usually have, you know, that type of fight in them like last year around this time, kind of get blown out. And so it is, you know, signs of good things to come. And remember all those people that said we could trade Anthony Volpe? You know, those people are going to be real quiet in the next couple of years. I guarantee you that. As far as the Knicks, I'm happy with it. And for the, you know, that guy who, that Laker fan who called, you know, I don't know, like, what possessed him, like, you know, to tell us how to fan, because it's just like, to me, for, you know, even if I make the case for the illogical fan or the irrational fan, we made an improvement from Quentin Grimes to Dante DiVincenzo. We can all agree on that.
Yes.
We can all agree on that we did make an improvement, even though his availability is in question. OG Anunoby is still an improvement over RJ Barrett, especially at the small forward position playing the 3 and D role.
Right.
So we can all agree on that.
Yep.
And even though Julius Randle is injured and he is a big factor in this equation, you know, the Knicks fans who felt like, you know, the ball movement and everything else, you know, who felt like if we could get at least a rebounder, who Precious Achiuwa ended up being, has been that person. And now that we have Mitchell Robinson coming back from injury, and remember, he was the main reason why the Knicks defense kind of fell apart when he went down. So now that we have him kind of recovering and getting back with the infusion of the Jalen Brunson hitting MVP form, I'm really at the point where I'm just like, hey, why not? Why can't we make a run? And it's not irrational for a fan to think that way, because we have seen certain spurts where they can be able to do they can be able to do it. It's just more of can it be done in the playoff time? Because, you know, the next matchup, I do think, you know, whether it is Miami or Philadelphia, I think it's going to be a very tough matchup. Mm-hmm. Because I think that, you know, Embiid coming off of an injury and now trying to hit his form in this playoff series, I think is a very dangerous proposition. He's not dealing with the wear and tear of the whole season. He's coming off of a rehab. So it can create some situations. And we all know Miami with Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy can come at any time. And Eric Spoelstra is a very good defensive mastermind. I call him pretty much one of the best coaches, if not top two, behind Popovich. So it's, you know, it does lend to a complicated situation. But isn't this what playoff stories are made of? Like, yep. this is how legacies are counted. And I remember what Bart Scott said. You know, you make your name in the regular season, but you make your fame in the playoffs. And this is kind of, you know, how, you know, our story does have to come up with. And I gotta say, we gotta throw this out there. This is huge because we got a 50-win season, which we haven't done since the Carmelo years. Mm-hmm. And then we got a number two seed, which we haven't done since the Carmelo years. It is okay to have that conversation of Jalen Brunson's impact on this franchise because he's already gotten us to a point where Carmelo got us, which was a second round game six, you know, series. So the sky's the limit for Jalen Brunson from here on out. So let's see how it goes. Have a great one, guys.
All right, Jose, thanks for checking in. I mean, his transformation of this team has been just amazing. And, you know, you really got the chance to see how he plays bigger than his size. He plays bigger. His game is so good. You like him getting in the lane. You like his footwork. You like the things he brings to the table. Having said that, okay, reality, this has got to get some scoring from other people. Because they're going to take Brunson away. I've said it over and over again, and Knicks fans, you know. So you need DiVincenzo to continue to score. You need Bogdanovich, who really is getting into a groove now. You need him to score points when he comes in off the bench. You need Hart to be, you know, not be so aggressive, be a little bit safer with the basketball, take care of the basketball a little bit better. But you want him to continue to bang the boards, continue to push the ball, continue to crash the boards. You need the Knicks to continue to play the way they've played. But you got to get other contributions consistently from other folks. It can't just be, you know, it's got to be Jalen Brunson and. It can't just be Brunson and, okay, we'll watch. It has to continue the way it's been. Otherwise, it could be a short postseason. George is next on 98.7 ESPN. What's up, George?
I got to tell you, straight up, I'm just going to be brief. Mm-hmm. The gentleman who said he was a LeBron fan, to me, straight joke. You know, I can't imagine people waiting online to speak about fandom of other people to say, yeah, I'm not a fan of a team. I'm a fan of a player. That's why I'm a Lakers fan. So that's a straight joke. But either way, I got to tell you, any conversation about MVP that does not mention Jalen Brunson is a straight robbery. And is not, you know, I get it. Jokic is a tremendous basketball player. What he brings to the table. But again, just like LeBron throughout the years, he has more help than Jalen has had throughout this year. The only person that I can see that could be not, you know, given a nod.
All right. I think we lost George, but I hear what you're saying, George. Jalen Brunson has opened the eyes of a lot of folks in this league. And you're now starting to hear his name creeping into the MVP conversation. Now, as Knicks fans, you may look at them and say, he's been MVP. We know he's an MVP. But I think now, as you see where the Knicks have finished, okay, second seed, does that now make it look a little bit more, do people look at him differently now to see what he's been able to do with this team? With all the injuries that this team, and forget the injuries, just the reputation this team has had over the past, how many years it's been, of a team that didn't know what it was doing, of a laughing stock, of an organization that couldn't get it out of its own way. And so now for them to have now back-to-back playoff appearances and now a number two seed, I mean, it's got to change how people look at what Jalen Brunson's been able to do. It has to. And so maybe, once again, I don't think he'll get the MVP. I think it's going to be Nikola Jokic. But I think it elevates him into and acknowledges what he's able to do and his skill set and what his skill set means. And that's important. Jesse's in Jersey. What's up, Jesse?
What's up, Larry Love? Big up to you and the company. First of all, to this guy, Sean, the LeBron fan. Man, kick rocks. How you going to tell a Knicks fan that we shouldn't be celebrating and when we should stop? It's Knicks all day, baby. The only thing about today's game that I wish that could have happened, I wish Brunson could have hit that final shot with the buzzer beater. That's what we need from him. I mean, he's great. That's my guy. That would have capped this whole season off just for him to hit that game-winning shot. But Knicks all day. Nobody don't want to see us. Big up.
All right, Jesse. 1-800-919-3776. I will say this. He moved to the right spot. Give Chicago a little credit for their defense late that made him take an extra dribble and then now make the angle of that game winner a little tougher. But and even still with that, it was right on line. We've got more of your phone calls, and there's one person that I'm very interested in seeing how they perform in the postseason. He could be huge. I didn't mention his name yet. I will do that, and your call's next on 98.7 ESPN. Tom Thibodeau on the 50-win second seed in the Eastern Conference Knicks. It's the Larry Hardesty Show here on 98.7 ESPN. And he mentioned a bunch of players, and he is 1,000% right. It is the best team. It is how players work with each other. It is chemistry that works so well with the teams. But there's a person he did not mention. And that person today scored 7 points in 14 minutes on 3 of 4 shooting. A couple of rebounds. That's Deuce McBride. And I've spoken about Deuce McBride a couple of times. And what he's been able to do about what he's been able to do since Alec Burks came, how he's been able to elevate his play, especially offensively, more than just what he does defensively, but what he's been able to do offensively as far as, you know, putting up the three and hitting baskets and playing more confidently. He has to continue that in the postseason. That's going to be one of the key things that I'm watching for this Knicks team. The adjustment from not being a starter to understanding, okay, if I don't get my minutes right now, if I don't get my shots, I've got time, I'm a starter, I'll be able to play, and I can pick my spots, to now coming off the bench and understanding that I have to do what I need to do in the minutes that I'm on the floor. If he can continue that, that translates into maybe 3 or 4, maybe 5 extra minutes per half for Jalen Brunson to rest, which allows him to be strong in the fourth quarter when it's winning time. He is a key piece to this Knicks puzzle. He is. And listen, along with a bunch of other people, but understanding his role running the offense, he's going to be pressured to, you know, handle the ball, get the ball up, and get the team into their sets early. How he performs, along with where's the other scoring come from, how he performs in the minutes that Brunson's on the bench, it's going to be huge for this Knicks team in the postseason. Back to the phones we go. It's Stick in Brooklyn. Stick, you are next on 98.7.
What's up, Larry Ladd?
What's up, Stick?
How you doing, man? Listen, I got some real points real quick. I'm going to start with the Sean character. One thing about this city, we think our teams are going to win a championship every year, Sean. And for this 50 win next season, we're celebrating because a number of factors. Number one, we're going to give our roses to Leon Rose and Worldwide West because we all, when they went out and got Jalen Brunson, we all put our heads down like, what is they doing? But they knew what they was doing. All right? Now, The second point is, our optimism this year for a championship is high as ever. Because like Chip said, this team do not quit and they play as a team. They play as a unit. And you was right, Lat. The X factors is Bogdanovic and McBride in this playoffs. Because that's where our extra points is going to come from when them guys are sitting down. Props to the Mets for Doc Gooden and Strawberry. I knew Colin was going to do something. The Wupong should have been did it.
Yep.
And the baseball season is just getting started. We optimistic. Come on, let's go, Rangers. Thank you, lad. I love you.
All right, Stick. Thanks for the phone call. You covered everybody. Let's go to Jan in Yonkers. What's up, Jan?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, Jan.
A couple of calls ago was a Laker fan. I wish he would stop blowing trash on our next season. Don't tell us how to root for our team. Worry about your Laker team coming out of the West Wing at Chip. Let us worry about our Knicks. Okay. My first point is this. We had a lot of turnovers today in this game.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot.
21?
Yes, 21 turnovers. That cannot be going on in the playoffs. I'm sorry. That's a big, big negative. I would like to see Tom use Obi Toppin's brother, Shake Milton, and that fella Jeffries for a little bit of stints, you know, off the bench, because they could possibly give us something besides Precious Achiuwa. I'm glad we got the number two seed, because there was one season, if you remember, Larry, we only had 17 wins and 65 losses.
Yes, I remember that season.
And LeBron was flipping bottles when he brought his Laker team into MSG. Everybody was stomping us and laughing at us. And teams were blowing us out so badly on our own court. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So these fans that want to throw trash on that Knicks team, okay, you need to worry about your own team. Leave us alone and our Knicks fans. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, Jim. Thanks for calling. Listen. This rotation is not going to get longer. It's going to, if anything, it's going to get smaller. You're looking at, all right, Ananobi, Hartenstein, Brunson, Hart, DiVincenzo, that's the starting five. Okay? You figure Achiuwa, Bogdanovic, Mitchell Robinson, McBride, that's nine. Under extenuating circumstances, I don't see any more than nine going. I think that's the most. And in some situations, it might be less than that. So, Jan, I don't think you're going to see a Shake Milton. I don't think you're going to see anybody else off the bench that hasn't got a lot of playing time. You're not going to see that. I don't see, barring injury or unforeseen circumstances. This is the rotation that you've seen probably today. Is the rotation that you're going to see. Now, if you tell me that Mitchell Robinson is, you know, going to be iffy for a game or something like that, then maybe they'll go a little deeper. Then maybe you see a Jericho Sims for a couple minutes. But even then, I would think that you would see more Precious Achiuwa at the five. Because when you think about it, that's what you saw today. You saw more Achiuwa at the five when Mitchell Robinson couldn't come back into the game. So I think that's what you're looking for. That's what you can expect as we move forward. George is in Union. What's up, George?
Brother Larry, how are you? Always great to speak with you. You actually addressed the question that I had for you, but my comment is in regards to Jalen Brunson. Mm-hmm. MVP or not, Larry, we've had multiple conversations about the Knicks desperate needs of a point guard. That question has been answered. Beyond that, Jalen Brunson has certified himself as a star in this league. I don't know if he's a superstar. That's not the debate. But he is a star. And what does that mean to us as Knicks fans, Larry? It means now we have the point guard as well as the foundational pieces that we need moving forward. We've spoken about this multiple times in the past. When was the last time we won 50 games? I think it was with Melo, with the former coach, right? That one that's at Indiana. That was
Mike Woodson. Yes.
Mike Woodson. Thank you, sir. But look what, you know, the previous caller commented on this, the administration. And I've commented on this in the past. What this administration has done the team that we have, and with a player like Jalen Brunson, and he is indeed a star in this league, we are ready and prepared for the next level.
All right, George.
That's my comment, my friend. Thanks for the phone call. That's what I'm going to call.
I appreciate you. You're right. When you have a player that has made such an impact at that very special position that Jalen Brunson has made, it changes everything, man. It changes everything. I mean, we've been – Knicks fans, you know. How many phone calls have I taken since I've been on the air? Not just here, but since I've been on the air. How many conversations have we had about Knicks needing a point guard? It's been a long time. And they finally have one. And you know what? What a difference it makes. And we focus on his scoring, and rightfully so, because of what he's able to bring to the table and how people try to force him to his right, and he makes the adjustment, and he'll go to his right, come back to his left, do whatever it takes to score. But his ability to see the floor, his assists are outstanding as well. And oh, by the way, even had 6 rebounds today. We'll take more of your phone calls next on 98.7 ESPN. It's the Larry Hardesty Show here on 98.7 ESPN. Riding with you till the top of the hour. Then it's our Sunday night baseball coverage beginning. Padres, Dodgers right here on 98.7. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert is next on 98.7.
Hey, Larry, thanks for taking the call, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, Robert. What's up?
Just wanted to follow up on a comment that you made earlier regarding just pretty much the supporting cast for the Knicks. Mm-hmm. They do, I agree 100%. They do need to step up. All signs point that may be the case this, come postseason. Because if you look at it last year, you had guys around Brunson, like, RJ, people forget, Randle was banged up, quickly got hurt in that Miami series. And there was really no shooting outside of him. He averaged, 31 a game, and they blitzed him the whole series. So I feel like, another thing to the people that say Thibodeau doesn't make, adjustments, him bringing a smaller guard, or whether it's Hart or another person on that pick and roll when they're doubling Brunson, I think is going to be huge come playoff time, because now you have someone that can handle the ball and flash to Brunson and then kick it to a shooter. Bogdanovich, the supporting cast, I feel like is much better this year come around. So just want to get your thoughts on that. I appreciate you taking the call, man. Go Knicks.
All right, Robert. Thanks for the phone call. You're right. Here's the bottom line. The question every game as a Knicks fan for you, as you watch, I don't care who it is where is the scoring coming from other than Brunson? That's your question. That's what Tibbs and his coaching staff have to figure out. Where is the scoring coming from other than Brunson? Are we taking DiVincenzo? What are we doing with DiVincenzo? How is he going to deal? How is he going to be defended? Josh Hart, I think, needs to be a bit more offensive-minded. Okay? I mean, he had a double-double today, but I need him to be a bit more offensive-minded. I think, Josh Hart, well, something like today, 6 of 10, I'll take that. 6 of 10, 10, 11 shots, it's good for me. Okay? It's good for me. I'll take that. OG Anunoby, 4 of 10, I need him to be a bit more efficient. But once again, his defense is what I'm really looking for. That's what I really need. I really need his defense. Now, if he gives me some points, great. I'll take the points. No question about it. Bogdanovich coming off the bench, I need points. Deuce McBride coming off the bench, I need points. Achiuwa, I need toughness, crashing the boards, giving me some easy baskets there. So that is the question. Where are the other scorers? Where's the other points coming from in this series? And here's the thing. It might be different every series. It might be different every game. But you've got to find at least 4 people, 4 or 5 of the 9 that are playing have to give me double digits in production to help offset Brunson. I got to get that. Because I know what Brunson's going to face in the postseason. I know. And you know, too, because you've seen it in the regular season. The better he gets, the more teams challenge him. Floyd's in Harlem. What's up, Floyd?
Hey, thanks for having me, man. what I'd like to say about the secondary that's come in, you got Hoxton. I saw something that worked out pretty good. Hoxton has a basketball IQ that's very good. Mm-hmm. Now, if Jalen Brunson can draw defense towards him, and you have Hoxton come to the top of the middle at the foul line, you got to give him more offensive plays because he knows how to draw that double team to him and ditch it off to the baseline players like Hart or Chua or and OG. Mm-hmm. He's very smart.
You're right, Floyd. Thanks for the phone call. And you're starting to see a lot of that. And the other thing that you like about Hartenstein is he handles the ball better. Listen, I love Mitchell Randle. I love Mitchell Robinson. I love what he brings to the table, his offensive rebound, his toughness, his shot-blocking ability. I love it. But Hartenstein's going to be on the floor late because of his consistency, and he's a better free-throw shooter. So his ability to be kind of a scorer, to, as you say, get the ball in the painted area, he's got that little drop shot that he has that's been very effective when he gets the basketball in the paint. These are things that, you know, this is going to help you get other scoring. So, yes, Brunson, as long as you move, Brunson will find you. There's no question about it. Gerard's in Brooklyn. What's up, Gerard?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Larry. Been a long time listening. Man, I tell you, today's game was so exciting. If this is any indication to what's to come, we better fasten our seatbelts, man. I was just, like, tied into that game, especially after they made the announcement that Milwaukee was getting blown out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but, you know, it was a great season. I'm looking forward to it. If I have to give some words to describe the Knicks, true grit, scrappy, fearless. Feel kind of bad for Randall being out, but mm-hmm. it kind of showed you that, you know, the coach had to kind of expand the rotation a little bit, and it brought out a lot of these guys that were just sitting there, you know, not getting all these minutes. So just looking forward to it. A little bit afraid of Miami, but mm-hmm. it's okay. You know, it's okay. The main team that I'm afraid of in the East is Boston. That's
right.
It. Thank you.
Thank you, Gerard. Thanks for the phone call. Well, look at it this way. Philly plays Miami. You only got to play one of them. One's out. Only got to play one of them. That's the good part about it. Only got to play one. Just one. Justin's in Toms River. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Larry, thanks for taking my phone call. You know, congratulations with the Knicks this season. You know, they faced a lot of adversity this year. But I'm not a basketball guy, Larry, and I want mm-hmm. to talk some Yankees with you.
Okay.
You know, I'm ecstatic with the way the Yankees came out the gate. You know, I really have to applaud Boone and the way the Yankees came out the gate so far. But, you know, as a Yankee fan for me, Larry, I'm sitting there like, you know, obviously I know the Yankees are going to the playoffs this year. But, you know, one thing as a Yankee fan for me, Yankees got to clean up some of these errors, Larry. I mean, they do flash the glove from time to time, but I mean, constantly the Yankees are giving extra outs. And I know they're 12-4, and I'm not going to overreact, Larry. But I mean, Torres the other day threw one into the dugout and into the pit where the cameras were. He should have tossed the ball to Volpe instead of taking the ball and throwing it across his body. Today, he made an error in the field in extra innings. Mm-hmm. Yankees really got to get cleaned up with some of these errors. Their lineup from 1-9. I'll take it over anybody in baseball, and the Yankees' bullpen's a little thin. But, I mean, the Yankees, if they can get some of those things cleaned up and fix this bullpen a little bit, maybe add somebody. Larry, this is a World Series contender right here with this lineup.
Well, I say this, and thanks for the phone call. You are 12-4, and Gerrit Cole hasn't thrown a pitch this season yet. And you're 12-4. And you know that Cashman's going to make some adjustments and make some additions at the trade deadline because he always does. Yeah. And it's funny because defensively, I thought you guys started out pretty well in the first couple of games, right? There's been some throwing errors. I mean, I can't believe Anthony Rizzo's got 4 errors on the season. And some of them is because he's been trying to navigate bad throws. So, yeah, you're right. They have to get cleaned up, and it cost them today. The errors cost them a game today. It did. But, you know, it's one game. So, you know, Boone will take care of it. They'll I know they don't really do a lot of fielding practice anymore, but it's something that they have to focus on and do a better job. And it cost them a game today, but you know, they'll move on. It's early. But these are just a couple of things. And listen, well, once again, you're 12-4. No Cole. And Judge is just looks like he might be warming up a bit. I think he's going to be okay. We'll continue the conversation with your calls until Padres-Dodgers Sunday Night Baseball at the top of the hour here on 98.7 ESPN.